Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, back? Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, middle of the 5 o'clock hour, doing a little what if. Bandit says, what if Joe Gann started the season over Sam Keller? Oh, you never know. Sam Keller was supposed to be like our Tom Brady, coming from ASU, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish Nebraska had better passing quarterbacks, because Joe Gann's is one of the better passing quarterbacks, but he was just all right. He gets revered in Husker history, and he's just solid.
I think I like Joe Gans. He's a cool little dude. Funny story about Joe Gans. I was going to Hy-Vee. He was out there with his little foo-foo dog. He had a man. When he had his man bun, I texted him. I said, was that you? I saw it. You know, at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's like, yeah, that was me. Some of his yards were chuck and duck. You know, he getting beat by 20, 30. But he came in and did good. Another one here from 0022 unknown texter says, rumor has it Darian Hagan wanted to come to Nebraska but couldn't wear red because of a certain affiliation. What if he had come to Nebraska? I never heard that was way before my time. That's crazy. Can a brother get a break? No, but I mean, he was a problem.
What if Nebraska stayed if they weren't allergic to Texas? Would that be
if they didn't? It was staying in the Big Eight.
Yeah,
you know what the Big Eight thing was, and now this is just my opinion. Obviously, the people that made the decision made it for what they thought was the right time. You know what I compare the Nebraska or the formation of the Big Eight was a little bit like. Remember when the Big 12 was supposed to implode 2 years before, Texas and Oklahoma decided. Remember, it was like, oh, they're going to come to the Big Ten. Then they stayed.
The Pac-12.
Yeah, Pac-12, excuse me. But remember, it was like 2 or 3 years before, and it was the panic, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like happened to the Big Eight, because I felt like the Big Eight, like at that point in time, Kansas State was on the come up, Colorado, obviously us, and Missouri, you had 4 out of the 8 teams that were legit.
And Oklahoma had history, had tradition.
And Oklahoma
period.
Too, so that's 5. Yeah.
Maybe this is perfect that you two can define this for me. Let's just say all of Division I football ends up under one umbrella. At least the best of the best of the best.
Like the right? Power 4?
Power 6, let's just say.
Top 6. 75?
Top 100?
Okay, yeah. Top 100, right? Sure.
And then you said, okay, so we're going to have conferences, but what we'd like is 10 teams in a conference. It for Nebraska, for business sake, and for fans' sake, the closest programs available to Nebraska. Is there a 10 that – are there 9 opponents that you would just go, okay, is Kansas State, are they in? Is Colorado in? Do you want to – Wisconsin, are they close enough? Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas. Like, who would it be? Who would it be, Commissioner Foreman, if you could put together – because, I mean, one, you want fans to be able to drive to it.
To every game? Well, I guess obviously Colorado for sure and Oklahoma would
right,
be.
Right, to drive to it and then for it to be regional enough that it matters.
Yeah, those two would be at the top of my list, Oklahoma and Colorado.
The problem to me is less the Big 8 teams. It's more the Big 10 teams. The Big 10 is old and stuck together, so I think Nebraska would like to keep Iowa, but Iowa, I think, values its older Big Ten rivalries more than Nebraska.
But then Iowa and Iowa State makes more sense.
Iowa State, but they do that every year, and then Iowa, Minnesota. So
No, meaning, but
they should come together as a package.
Iowa has much more of a relationship with Nebraska than they do the Big Ten Conference. Like, proximity matters.
Yeah, but that's years.
Decade and a half partnership.
Well, but we did that already. Like, we already gave value to that. But listen, if the SEC took over and Iowa had to go south, they would go south. They would say bye-bye quickly. So that's not really the reason why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but I think Iowa feels like regionally that's where they'd like to stay.
Yeah, like, especially with Ferentz.
Yeah.
As long as Ferentz.
Yeah. But I think if you're allowed one non-conference game, I would like Nebraska to play Iowa.
Yeah, I think Iowa's the sensible add. I don't know why you wouldn't at least try to bring them along with Iowa State in the footprint. Mm-hmm. Minnesota probably even has even more pull to the Big Ten, but they're kind of isolated.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're the only, you know, D1
Northwestern
program there.
In or not?
Not for Nebraska.
Nebraska.
They're more great.
Because Northwestern.
For business, you might want Chicago, but I don't know if you want Northwestern.
But you're going to be down. If you're going to be down in Kansas City, you're kind of just going like a. And right. Then you're only going off to Colorado.
So how far
you're going
away is Oklahoma?
Norman's about six hours.
Yeah.
Right. So would that be the number, a 500-mile range?
Yeah. Colorado's Boulder's eight. So that's it. Whoever Boulder on back.
Yeah.
But the Boulders are exception, though.
And then 500 north goes how far? Does that include Minnesota? Or is that
Minnesota, Minneapolis 420 miles.
Okay. In
Jay
play.
Plays in that trip.
Is there and then Iowa and Iowa State both within the circuit.
Yep.
Right.
Kansas State.
Right in the circuit, because to me, that's where the real money is. Like, the genius would be having those rivalries where the money keeps going in this region, and fans can get to it, because there are fans who would go to Kansas and get tickets because they couldn't get them here.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
and it would still be cheaper. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. it stays, right? It stays in the pocket. Whereas now, wait a minute, you giving money to New Jersey? Like, what do you, why?
In Los Angeles?
Right.
Like, they don't need it.
Like, why? Yeah. Like, why? It seems to me like, let them folks play each other. We'll hang out.
Which is the bigger what if for Nebraska? What if Nebraska leads a Big 8 charge against expansion, or what if Nebraska waits out Texas in the Big 12?
And doesn't never leave?
Yeah.
I like the first one. But I'm sure there's reason behind it.
Like, I think, so if you hit Nebraska, is Nebraska on Texas's level in football?
No.
Think about it. Nebraska's on top of the Big 8.
Right.
Nebraska has more national championships, all that, than Texas does.
Right.
Nebraska's big boy in the Big 8. Texas comes in, thinks it's the big boy.
Right.
Could Nebraska have waited 20 years knowing that Texas jumps conferences, saying, we're going to do our best to compete, do our best to be the big boy. We trust Texas to Texas and leave. We're going to ride it out and then be better positioned when they do leave.
Right. And where's Utah in this?
They're in the Mountain West. They're playing Utah State and BYU and Fresno.
Is there no value in Nebraska playing BYU?
I'd love to see that game, but I mean, we saw it in the first game of Mike Riley. I love the idea of a Nebraska-Utah series. I don't think Nebraskans are very familiar with Salt Lake, but I don't know.
And how far away is that? I don't even know.
You used to live there.
I don't know.
You can't even get there by
driving distance or flight distance?
Driving.
That ain't happening. Man, you got to drive through mountains, don't you?
But the same for Denver. Like, you got to give a little bit, right?
No.
The drive to Denver is so boring.
Yeah.
Until you hit...
It's creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a 13-hour drive on I-80 from Nebraska. Okay. 15,
Jeremy says it's a 15-hour drive.
Okay.
It's 14, it's 14 if you go north or south. But if you go straight on 80, it's 13.
I just think it would be spectacular.
Maybe like a home and home. Not on a yearly basis. That doesn't bring any juice.
Who would be more likely to... Say you start with a Big 8.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more likely to join us the next two teams? Who are the first two of the three to join? Iowa, Minnesota, Wyoming.
Iowa. I don't think Iowa would ever leave. Wyoming would love to be here. They were like,
Wyoming,
hey.
Thirsty, is it?
Yeah. I'm here.
Y'all hiring?
The reason I asked, though, is because would Minnesota and Iowa want to be a part of that?
Jay, then Wyoming sending a text to Nebraska.
Wyoming says yes, but would Minnesota or Iowa say no before Wyoming got the chance to say yes?
Yeah.
I think if it was appealing, I think Iowa would jump. But it'd be hard. I could see Minnesota leaving before Iowa. Iowa's a Big Ten. Like, they like it. You know,
I just think there's so much money on the table for that regionalized.
It'll be there.
I would say the Big 8 plus would like that Minneapolis money and market more so than the Iowa City market. So I think they would go for Minnesota. Yeah.
I think eventually, like we talked about that one time, Austin, is I think this is going to be for whatever, like what the next like 4 to 6 years, probably maybe 8, they're going to do that. And obviously I think they're going to add more teams to the playoffs. I think eventually somehow, some way they're going to try to keep as many like blue blood year in and year out rivalries, you know, together. And it's going to go into like region, sub-regions. Like you'll do like, you know, upper northeast and all that. Then you'll kind of like do, you know, the whole North Carolina down to Florida and all that. Then, you know, like maybe a little bit of Clemson and something. I think you'll see that. And that's how you might get to like, if you do 100 teams or you do 10 regions or 10 subconferences.
It'll be 12.
Yeah, or 12, whatever it may be. 10 or 12, then that's what I think it eventually go to.
And it's so easy to see, which makes it even more frustrating that we are doing things the hard way instead of just skipping right to the simple part.
Like,
I don't think people are ready for that yet. I think this is
the... common fan is. I don't think executives are.
No, but the executives are writing the check.
If you said next year Husker fans have 4 road games and you're only driving to Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma... and
Minneapolis,
yeah. There's a parade down O Street. Because
folks, but you're not getting no tickets though.
Folks are saving money
at Iowa. You ain't getting no type of tickets. I think this is a If they would have came out with 16, I would think this is the perfect plan to have a new version of college football. Hopefully everything goes right where the football is good, and then obviously the market share would be even bigger. And some other teams outside of the Big Ten and the SEC, which are in those other regions. So say like Miami's on the come up, Clemson starts to breathe some life, and just say somebody out on the Western, you know, that are located now. They might be in the Big Ten, say Oregon and all that out there, or that they're in the Big Ten, but they're, you know, located out west. Then you're like, okay, well, we might as well do regions. Let's keep the same TV contracts and let's cut our travel budget by 60%. So you know, then you can go like that. Yep. And then you're getting the same amount of money because now you're almost resetting college football with all the knowledge, the do's and don'ts of a successful product, which is obviously the 12 or 16 team playoff. So that'll be interesting. So anyways, good 2 hours. We're going to take a quick break, then put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.